10. Food. Food everywhere. The next morning, I was in Sophie's science class when I looked out the window. Then, I did a double take. Baby Sophie was in the schoolyard hula hooping. Yes, hula hooping. I didn't even know Sophie knew how to hula hoop. Study? Yes. Boss me around? Absolutely. Hula hoop? No. Her whole class was outside, every kid doing different activities. It was their recess. Baby Sophie had a red hula hoop around her waist, and it was going round and round and not falling. And the most unexpected part? She was smiling. She was having fun. I covered my mouth to stop myself from cheering. Maybe the sister switch wasn't the worst thing for Sophie. Maybe in the future she'd take hula hoop study breaks. Maybe she'd enter the hula hooping book of world records. Nah, that was probably taking it too far. Excited about something, Sophie? I tore my gaze away from the window to see my teacher studying me. I gestured awkwardly outside. It's just the hula hoops. Perfect observation, shouted Miss Alston. Great example of a real-life scientific equation. The size of the hula hoops affect the speed they rotate. Well done, Sophie. I was relieved, but also kind of annoyed. Even when caught daydreaming, Sophie still got praised. Finally, it was time for lunch. As I walked into the cafeteria, I spotted Cam Esme in a corner rehearsing with Sloane and Leah. The three of them were laughing. Seeing them together, so happy, stung. Especially because I'd just scratched Sophie's name from the talent show sign-up sheet. I was glad Cam Esme was doing her part to stick with the talent show plan, but my friends didn't seem to care that I wasn't my normal self. In fact, they were laughing harder than they usually did. Did my friends like my kid sister better than me? I walked over to the table I'd sat at the day before. JJ and Kayla nodded at me when I joined them, which made me feel better. Another classmate, Mandy, even flashed me a polite smile. Look, Sophie, I made you friends. Well, not friends, more like table friends. It's going to be so much fun, JJ was saying. No one will expect it, Kayla said. We are going to crush it, JJ added. Crush what? I asked. The talent show, Mandy said. Oh, what are you guys doing? I asked, opening my milk carton. It's a secret, Mandy said. I felt my cheeks heat up. Maybe we weren't table friends after all. Sorry. Never mind. It's more of a surprise, Kayla added. I wished I was doing something for the talent show. I wished Sophie's voice could carry a tune. Suddenly, loud singing came from the other side of the cafeteria. What was that? I looked up to see 10 fifth graders doing a dance in the middle of the cafeteria, led by Cam Esme. What was she doing? Flash mob! Someone yelled. Oh no. My heart took the express elevator to my throat. There I was, in the middle of the cafeteria, doing a two-step, then slide to the right, and then another two-step and slide to the left. My arms were swaying above my head, and I had the goofiest grin on my face. Oh, no. What was everyone going to think of me? Why couldn't Cam Esme just lie low? You wouldn't borrow someone's favorite white dress and belly flop into a mud pit. You wouldn't play catch with a borrowed cell phone. Cam Esme was only temporarily in my body, hopefully. And yet, she had to make herself the center of attention at all times. The other fifth graders were cheering, but the sixth graders started laughing and pointing. Didn't my sister realize people were making fun of her? Still holding my milk, I stormed over to where she was dancing and took her arm. Stop, I said. Cam Esme looked startled for a second and then dissolved into giggles as she pointed at me. You look like Sophie more than ever right now. All disappointed. I knew the exact face she was talking about. I dreaded that look of Sophie's. It made me feel bad about myself. I couldn't let that distract me. You need to stop. Everyone is looking. Then wave, she giggled. This is awesome, Sloane said and did a spin. Kamazmi spun too. I tried to grab her arm again, but she knocked into me by mistake, which made my milk go flying all over Kamazmi. She smiled wickedly, and before I could blink, she'd picked up her leftover sandwich and tossed it at my face. Then she yelled, "Food fight!" There was a second of silence. And then everyone lost it. Sandwiches were thrown, drinks were tossed, every kid in the cafeteria was either flinging food or hiding under the table. Within 20 seconds, the scene had gone from flash mob to total chaos. I stood there in shock until Mike tossed a piece of pepperoni at my shirt. I thought fast and tossed a container of applesauce back at him. "Nice aim, Sophie," he yelled. And then there was a loud teacher whistle, which everyone ignored. Then there were two teachers standing on lunch tables blowing whistles. "Stop this right now," Mr. Collins yelled. A lone piece of pizza arced across the room and landed with a splat. "Now," he boomed. We all froze. "Who started this?" he asked. All eyes turned to me and my sister. "I've never been to the principal's office before," Kamazmi said as we walked down the hall. Well, I was walking. She was skipping. I think she found this fun. "I've never been either," I said. "And certainly Sophie, the real Sophie, never had." Kamazmi and I sat down on the bench outside Principal Bryant's office to wait for her to call us inside. Unfortunately, the pre-K classroom was across the hall from the principal's office. Double unfortunately, baby Sophie chose that moment to leave the classroom, her fingers covered in paint. She was probably on her way to wash her hands. "Why are you two here?" she asked, coming to an abrupt halt. "We had a food fight," Kamazmi announced. "There was flying pizza. It was great." "And you got sent to the principal's office?" she asked, her eyes widening with shock. "Yes, I can't wait to see what it looks like in there," Kamazmi said. Baby Sophie's face crumpled. "Addie, what is wrong with you?" "It wasn't my fault," I said, gesturing to Kamazmi. "She started it." "What if it goes on my permanent record?" Baby Sophie screeched. "You two are ruining everything." Baby Sophie was right. I'd felt the same way when I watched Kamazmi leading the flash mob. Just then, Miss Pinneret, Camille's teacher, opened the door and looked at Baby Sophie. "Is everything okay, Camille? I can hear you screaming. Remember your indoor voice, and please hurry. Pickup is any minute." "I am furious at my sisters," Baby Sophie screamed. "Look at them. They are a mess. They are covered in tomato sauce and milk." Kamazmi took that as a cue to peel a slimy spaghetti noodle off her shirt and hurl it at Baby Sophie. It landed right on her head and hung down her forehead. "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?" Baby Sophie ran straight towards Kamazmi and started rubbing her hands on her, getting the finger paint all over her uniform. "Stop it!" I hollered. And the next thing I knew, both of them were rubbing their spaghetti sauce and painty hands all over my uniform. "Girls," Miss Pinneret called, "stop that this instant." "What is happening?" Principal Bryant asked, finally opening her door. We heard our dad's voice next. "Addie? Camille? Sophie? What's gotten into the three of you?" "We have gotten into each other," I answered to myself, but I couldn't say that out loud. I dropped my hands and turned around to see all the pre-K parents, including my dad, staring at the three of us, their mouths agape. Now we were really in trouble. We got a lecture from Principal Bryant, and were told that we would have to help clean up the cafeteria. This is no way for siblings to treat one another, she said, clucking her tongue. You have to learn to be a team. Dad glared at us. We'll talk about this later, he said. Baby Sophie headed home with Dad, leaving Cam as me, and yours truly, to clean the cafeteria and then finish out the humiliating day in our stained, smelly uniforms.